Thank you, Ganesh, and dear listeners. After Vedam Tutor, it is time for bhajans. And today, if you are listening to our live streaming from Prashantinilayam, you would have heard the vibrant voice of Bhagwan singing Subramanyam, Subramanyam. It is always so amazing when you listen to Bhagwan. What a beautiful journey it has been for all of us. Right from the time the avatar declared his avatarhood with Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. And very beautifully, Bhagwan once said, Naham vasami vaikunthe yoginam hridayena cha madbhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishtami Narada. Apparently, sage Narada once asked Lord Vishnu, where can I find you? And Lord Vishnu says, I don't reside in Vaikuntha. You will not find me even in the hearts of the yogis. Naham vasami vaikunthe yoginam hridayena cha madbhakta yatra gayanti. But there where my devotees sing my glories, sing bhajans, sing my praises, tatra tishtami Narada. That is where I install myself. When someone chanted this in front of Bhagwan, Swami corrected this and said, it is not madbhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishtami Narada, it is tatra sthasyami Narada. It is not just that I install myself there, I actually establish myself there. I stay on there. Tatra sthasyami Narada. That is how much God loves soulful music. What is a soul without music? And what is a music without soul? If there is no soul in our singing, that singing is meaningless. And what is our soul if it cannot sing? Everyone sings. The wind sings, the breeze sings, the trees sing, and we all sing. And we all sing His glory. Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, if you can see me in every speck of this creation, you will eventually effortlessly merge into me. And bhajan is one of those disciplines which help us to experience Him, experience His presence in everything that we do. Bhajan sessions, bhajans are not restricted only to the bhajan sessions. We can be doing bhajans and doing everything else in our lives. And this program on Radio Sai is just one of those endeavors which will help us in this sadhana. Because this is a sadhana which will take us back to where we have come from. So let's begin this musical journey with a new bhajan. And like always, we begin with a prayer.
Let us offer our most reverential and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most merciful beloved Lord. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that we strive relentlessly from dawn to dusk every single moment of our lives to walk on the path laid down by you, to persistently and with patience and with determination tread on your footprints and experience your love. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we learn a bhajan which adores Lord Krishna and our beloved Lord Sai. The first line goes like this.
Karuna Sagar He Nandalala.
let's begin by becoming familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, and then like always we'll move on to the raga, the beat of the bhajan, and then we will discuss about the significance and the meaning of this bhajan through a conversation with Brother T.V. Hariharan. Mr. Hariharan is a former student of Baba's University, someone who has composed many bhajans and has had the chance to play harmonium and sing at his divine lotus feet for many years.
Karuna Sagara He Nandalala Murali Manohara Shama Gopala Karuna Sagara He Nandalala Giridhara Nagara Sai Gopala Meera Ke Prabhu Shyam Gopala.
Now that we are familiar with the words that make this bhajan, let's move on. We are ready now to learn the tune of the bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh will give us a beautiful demonstration. Dear listeners, as you listen to this, please follow and join and sing and enjoy.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Madhyam. Karuna Sagara He Nandalala
Karuna Sagara He Nandalala
Karuna Sagara He Nandalala
Karuna Sagara He Nandalala
Murali Manohara Shyam Gopala
Murali Manohara Shyam Gopala
Murali Manohara Shyam Gopala
Murali Manohara Shyam Gopala
Karuna Sagara He Nandalala
Karuna Sagara He Nandalala
Giridhara Nagara Sai Gopala
Giridhara Nagara Sai Gopala
Giridhara Nagara Sai Gopala
Giridhara Nagara Sai Gopala
Meera Ke Prabhu Shyam 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 Gopala
Karuna Sagara He Nandalala
So that is how melodiously this bhajan flows. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh gave us a beautiful demonstration. And now let us move on and learn about what makes this bhajan so beautiful. Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So tell us, Anirudh, your thoughts about the raga of this bhajan.
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
As you said, it's a very melodious bhajan in the rag Chandrakants in the Hindustani classical music. And you have these notes in the raga. Sa ga. Komal ga.
Ma dha. Dha.
Shuddha dha.
Ni.
Ni is shuddha ni, which is very powerful.
Sa ni dha ma. Sa ga ma da ni sa, sa ni da ma ga sa.
It is very similar to one more raga called Malkons, where it differs by only one note, which makes it very light feeling, which is in Ni.
Sa ga ma da ni, sa ga ma da ni.
The second one is Chandrakants.
Ni sa da ni ni sa.
Chandrakants. Whereas in this bhajan, you have little deviations from the Chandrakants, and that smaller deviations which beautifies the bhajan and makes it more sound like a ghazal actually. It has a ghazal flavor in this.
Yes.
Karuna Sagar He Nandalala.
Especially in the second line.
Murali Mano.
It's a deviation from sa ga. The ga is shuddha ga.
Shuddha ga, yeah.
Sa ga.
So both the gas are coming in this bhajan.
Murali manohara shama gopala.
So the subtle variations and the ghazal touches in this bhajan adds a lot of beauty and color.
Yeah, it's more of a Hindustani classical bhajan.
Yeah, exactly. And it sounds very good with tabla and the musical instruments.
And I always think about bhajans as one such beautiful genre of music.
Very unique.
Where you will find every form of singing in our bhajans, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
You will find a bhajan which is absolutely Carnatic. You will find a bhajan which is so much
generally,
Hindustani
actually
classical.
A bhajan is a blend of different genres.
Yes.
So it includes the Western, the flavor, the Carnatic flavor, the Hindustani flavor. And Swami has really made it special.
And to me it seems like God, you know. God comes to us in so many flavors.
Yeah.
I mean, different deities with different attributes, you know. Somebody might want a god with a Krishna, with a flute. Somebody might want a god who is pot belly. Somebody might want a god who is blue. Similarly, Swami has given bhajans, which is also as multi-hued as the diversity of the gods. And each one can relate to bhajans, to God through beautiful bhajans. Yeah. So, we'll move on and discover the beauty more.
Yeah. Will you do the swaras?
Yeah.
Will you do the first line?
Karuna Sagar He Nandalala. Sa ga ma da ga ma ga sa ni sa da ni sa sa.
Sa ga ma da ga ma ga sa ni sa da ni sa sa.
Murali Manohara Shyam Gopala. Sa sa ma 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 ga ma pa ga ma ga sa.
Sa sa ma 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 ga ma pa ga ma ga sa.
Again we come back to the first line. We'll go to the line Giridhara Nagara Sai Gopala.
ಗಿರಿಧರ ನಾಗರ ಸಾಯಿ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಗಮದನಿ ಸಾ ಸ ನಿಸದನಿ ನಿಸ
ಗಮದನಿ ಸಾ ಸ ನಿಸದನಿ ನಿಸ.
In fact, this phrase Gamadhani Sasasa reminds me of yet another bhajan in the same tune.
Veda Kalamai Devi Bhavani.
So in that raga Kalyana Vasantam, which has the same arohana as Chandrakons,
Gamadhani Sasa Gamadhani Sa.
So it sounds similar.
Yes.
We'll go to the next line.
मीरा के प्रभु श्याम गोपाला दादा मगमनी दमग गम पगम गसा.
यू हैव अ लिटिल बिट वेरिएशन फ्रॉम द चंद्रकोंस. यू हैव द कोमल नी
गमनी
एंड ऑल्सो यू हैव पा विच इज नॉट देयर इन द रागा.
Yes.
Still it adds its own beauty to the bhajan.
Dada magamani damaga gama pagamaga sa.
So what are other bhajans in this raga, Anirudh?
Yeah, you have a couple of bhajans in this raga like
Hari Hari Narayana Raghupate Raghava Raja Rama.
All powerful bhajans because yes. The knee is very powerful as I was mentioning in the raga.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes a huge contrast from Malkons. And yet another rare bhajan which is
Adinarayana Sainarayana.
Beautiful. I think we should leave it to the listeners to explore more bhajans and tell us if they find more bhajans in this
yeah,
raga.
Definitely, yeah. We welcome their suggestions and entries.
So we'll move on to the beat.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Aditalam. It is a slow bhajan. And the count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Karuna Sagar He Nandalala.
Murali Manohara Shyam Gopala.
Murali Manohara Shyam Gopala.
A small but very beautiful bhajan.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sairam. Sairam.
So that gives us a good idea of the raga of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan. And now it's time to move on to share how to relate to this bhajan. Every bhajan is unique, and in every bhajan we relate to the Lord in different ways, and different people relate in manifold ways. Today we'll listen to how Brother T.V. Hariharan connects with this bhajan. And as we listen to his experiences and his thoughts and insights, Swami will inspire us to go within and see how we can, in a similar way, derive the maximum out of this beautiful bhajan. And let this bhajan, like every bhajan, become a sadhana which will take us to our source. So here is the conversation with Brother T.V. Hariharan.
Sairam, Brother Hariharan, and a warm welcome to Radio Sai and to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom.
Sairam Vishu, thank you for having me here. It is Swami's will, which I never even imagined that I'll be here today.
So we have now started this practice in Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, where we would like different people who have had the chance to offer their music in the form of bhajans to Swami in Prashant Nilam and elsewhere, to share how they connect to Swami through bhajans. And today, I want you to dwell on Karuna Sagara.
Thank you so much. Karuna Sagara Hemandala, I think one of the best bhajans. I don't know whoever is the composer. The original composer is Swami, but through whichever body he has composed, hats off to that person. Karuna Sagara Henandalala, Murali Manohara Shyama Gopala, Giridhara Nagara Sai Gopala, Meerake Prabhu.
Meerake Prabhu, Shyama Gopala, Meerake Prabhu, Sai Gopala, Karuna Sagar He Nandalala.
I take this bhajan whenever I hear or I sing. I enter into the deep silence and I think this bhajan teaches a very important lesson to me or lesson to any devotees, I feel, because the wordings comes Meera ke Prabhu, Shyama Gopala, Karuna Sagare, Henandalala. Why these words? Why that words when we imagine? I am able to see so much of deep meaning within this bhajan. Before talking about Swami, I want to say Karuna Sagare Henandalala. Nandasan, who is ocean of compassion, Karuna Sagar, He Nandalala. Murali Manohara Shyama Gopala. Because this song, the last line comes as Meera Ke Prabhu. We should take that Meera as the heroine of this bhajan, as the important character in this bhajan. So, how Lord becomes ocean of compassion? For that, what a devotee should do, that is what I get into very deep. What did Meera do? Emperor's wife. What richness she didn't have. She had everything. Swami says, possess everything, don't be possessed. I think the true example of not getting possessed in this is Meerabai. Though she had all the riches, she only found the richest thing, Shyam Ratana Dhanapayo. It is Rama's name, it is Krishna's name. She found that as the costliest jewelry or costliest thing in the world. All the other riches surrounding her, she never had even an iota of liking or enjoyment towards that. To that level she was considered as mad person by the in-laws, and everyone sort of shunned her, but her love for the Lord is too much, except Lord, nothing else was existing. So when in our heart that all the thing which appears very important for us in this material world, which we get connected to that, sometimes we are getting possessed. Many of the people we get possessed with many things, maybe name, fame, money, this, that, whatever you may call it. So, though God is compassionate himself, but the full blessings, the boon, if you want to have, we should be in a position not to be possessed by all those things. This is what, for me, in this bhajan, it drives home a very important point. Not getting possessed by what we have or what we have acquired or what we imagine we have. Because many of us may not have anything, but we will imagine that we have something.
To be only possessed by God.
Possessed by God.
That's what Meera...
Possessed.
Meera by...
Yeah.
Life is
all life about. Is all about. So she really, you know, she was totally only with Krishna Nama was the tastiest for her in the mouth. Krishna Nama was the best for her ear to listen to. Krishna was the best form to see for her. Everything, Sarvam Krishnamayam. So in our Sai devotees also, if you see that every one of us, indirectly we have entered into that Sai consciousness. Why this compulsion should come to a Sai devotee and it is sung as Sai bhajan throughout the world? Because only a Sai devotee can understand that madness of devotion, what Mirabai had. Because we are also equally mad. Swami is giving darshan. The moment he is coming out of Yajur Mandir, the whole auditorium Kulvantal is silent. When Swami enters, we are just drinking the ocean of Amritatva when we see Swami. We are seeing Swami. But we are lost. Actually we are lost. Again, we are seeing, not seeing. Because we have entered into bliss. And when Swami is coming near us, going, he is sitting in the bhajan, everything. It's like that 1 hour, 1.5 hours, 2 hours, we don't know where we are. So that madness, though we have the world with us, we have so many other things, but I don't think any one of the audience in Kulvantal who is having Swami's darshan could ever imagine about his household or about his position or what he is, what he possesses, he cannot, because Swami is, that's why no, Murali Manohara. Murali is flute, which is in emptiness only music can be created. When it will become empty? When Manohara, when the Manas is done Haranam, when the mind is destroyed only, then we too become Murali. And indirectly, without doing any tapas, without even trying to get into that mood, it is just an automatic blessing. The moment we see Swami, all our mind is empty, Manohara. So we become like flute. So we are having the Lord Krishna with us. We become Mirabai at that time. Totally, we are also mad that time. Aisi lagi lagan mira ho gai magan. So, same thing with us also. When the bhajans are going on or when we see Swami, we become mad and we cannot express. So, a final expression is that silence where we get tears of ananda, tears of joy, tears of love. Everything is oozing out of us. So, this manohara mind to get destroyed is so difficult. No sadhaka can ever achieve that. And each one of the Sai devotees have achieved that free of cost without even their knowing that, because that is the true mind's absence. If they know, that means mind is present. Since they also are not aware, I am also not aware, you are not aware, nobody is aware. So all of our mind, Manohara, Murali Manohara, Shyama Gopala. Gopala, as all of us know, he is the one who protects all the Jivarashis, who is the one, our dear Sai is the one. He is the Giridhara, he has lifted all our burden. He didn't lift just one small hill to protect one group of people. Here Satya Sai as Giridhara, he has come to this planet Earth in Kali Yuga and he has lifted the burden of whole world, millions of Sai devotees. Any problem, they say, Swami, please take care. They don't say, oh my God, how I will take care of this, what I will do. No. Sai Ram, one shout and take vibhuti and then say, Swami, you take care of this. It's beyond my capacity. So that time we become Draupadi. We leave both our hands in Sharanagatattva without knowing. Because we know one thing, we have the power with us. Which power? The power of Sai. Because we have this Purnavatara with us, who is compassionate, is the ocean of compassion. How we can be called as ocean of compassion? Swami doesn't only bless the noblest of human beings, please come to me, I will bless you, I will give you mukti. Never he said it. When this name Prashanthin Lame was to be kept also, there were devotees in those days, I heard, that they were suggesting different ashram names. Satya ashram, this, that, everything. So I said, chi, no ashram. It is people who come should enjoy the peace. So Prashanti Nilayam, peace is existing. Peace is there all the time. So people who come, they should come just like that and then relax themselves. And how can we relax? If you would have gone to any other place, how much ever is the Vatavaranam,
We won't have relaxed. You go to hill station, you will relax for some time. You go to the room, you won't be relaxing. But here, you stay in the room, you are relaxing. You come out, you are relaxing. You listen to bhajan, you are relaxing. You have darshan, you are relaxing. So it is a blessing Swami has given, that you know how far merit is there with Hariharan. Swami didn't see. He is my creation. My love is there for him.
Yeah, so it makes me feel that, as you know, even as you are saying, I was just thinking, why is it that Mirabai chose this name Giridhar? You know, that name Giridhar was so
meaningful.
So meaningful for her, so closest to her heart, because she always addressed herself as Meera ke Prabhu Giridhar Nagar.
Always.
Always.
Because he lifted the burden.
He lifted. That's what first occurred to me. You know, he lifted Meera, he elevated Meera, and is like that lifting all of us. At the same time, when you mentioned that, you know, he is the ocean of compassion because he doesn't distinguish between anyone, you know, the thought that came is, you know, he lifted even a mountain.
Yeah.
You know, even a non-living thing,
that's
a stone
it.
In a mountain he lifted. No, he will lift anyone.
Anyone.
So he will lift anyone. He will lift a mountain, or he will lift anybody in the form of, you may be stone in the form of a human being, but he will lift
stone
you
at
also.
Heart.
Yeah, you may be that also.
Yeah, lots of time, you. Even if you are stone-hearted, it melts.
But he will lift you.
That he lifts.
He is such a Lord who will lift anyone.
Anyone.
And how
any
it
level.
Can be a stone, it can be a mountain, all you need is a little finger.
That's all. That's why Swami says, my sankalpa, fraction of second.
Mm-hmm.
But then huge things happen. So what I have always felt in this song is simple. As I told, ocean of compassion, never differentiated between anybody to anything, accepted everyone as is. Because he's the creator, he has to. That's one point. Number two, for us to understand, though we don't fit into that category to go near the Lord, Lord has accepted with his love ourselves. So that is the biggest blessing. So naturally we are blessed. So naturally our unwanted qualities are thrown away without our knowledge. And because of that we become empty in our heart, in our mind, Manohara, Murali Manohara, Shyama Gopala. And then Giridhar Nagara, he has lifted all our burdens. Yeah, don't worry. This is the thing, I take care of it. You just take my name, that's all.
And I think in your life you have seen enough number of instances.
So
when he has been the
lifting you. Always I have found. Because of, when I left the job and then, you know, just sitting in the world, he just lifted everything. All the things he lifted. So because of that, what has happened is mind became really nil. Because I find I am not active in this world. I find that no use of myself activating myself because I found that my thing will never work out. It is only his will which works out. Then why to unnecessarily confuse her? Now today morning I never thought I'll be in Radio Sai talking about this. Or what will we talk about that? That also we don't know. What will come out of our mouth? Because it is decision of him and he brings the words, he brings the thought, he brings everything. So we are just relaxing and we are also, a body just like that, idiot box. And then the sound comes forth from this, that's all. But he is reminding our inner, he is awakening our inner self through this song's discussion. So Murali Manohara, I used to get the meaning like that. Giridhar Nagara, I used to think always, he has lifted my burden, means he has lifted yours. He has lifted everyone's burden in the world. And that is how Sai devotees have got enough of time to come for Sai activities. And it is, we are so lucky because during this Purnavatar time, and we have one Purnavatar amidst us, because of that we are able to easily bank upon him so that anything and everything we can accept in our life. Very, very easy. Imagine the avatar was not there, what we would have been. So that's why I told Swami is the composer and he has put it through somebody. He takes everyone and then he is giving us that bhavana through every bhajan, every simple bhajan, four lines bhajan. But so much of emotion when we take only karuna, when we say karuna sagar, hey nandalala,
Murali Manohara Shama Gopala Murali Manohara Sai Gopala Karuna Sagara Vedandalala Giridhara Nagara Sai Gopala Nirake Prabhu Shama Gopala Nirake Prabhu Sai Gopala Karuna Sagara Hey Nanda Lala.
One Swami's bhajan is enough to take us to offshore, to attain that Paramapadam. Defeat all ancient rishis and munis and devas and Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, everyone searching. We don't have to do anything. Only to be lost in the love of Him, automatically we are there in Him. So it's not at all a difficult sadhana for any of us, because He has given that Sai Naam Kirtana Kali Yuga sadhana. So since He has given that, and bhajans like Karuna Sagar, Enandala, Thanyoham, every one of us are blessed. One bhajan, like that we feel every day, one day payasam, one day rasagulla, another day another sweet. Like that every bhajan gives us so much of sweetness, the nama ruchi, the ruchi, the taste of the name so much. We are lost actually. That is why you are sitting and asking about this bhajan.
And we become like Nida, she just became one with the Lord.
Yeah, when there is only one Purusha Swami, only one Krishna, we are all Gopikas. When Swami used to tell that in my first year, 1979, I thought, why Swami is telling like that? I am a man. He is saying that only one Purusha, only God can be Purusha. I was wondering, then he was saying, no, Sattva Tamo Rajo Guna is there, you are three. Sattva Tamo Rajo Guna.
Yeah, whoever has all these three qualities
only. Yeah. three are three. But imagine,
he is the only one who is Gunati.
Gunathita. So when we have that, through bhajans we become Mirabhai, through bhajans we become Surdas, through bhajans we become Tulsidas. Tulsi, Tulsi, sab kare Tulsi ban gaye gaas.
Wow.
Ho gaye kripa Ram ki ban gaye Tulsidas.
Amazing.
We say that, you know. So this Swami has given that touch. We were all Ahalyas like a stone, but Rama with one foot, one touch, that's all. Again came back to the Sarupa. So we also all the Sai devotees have understood the Nija Sarupa with one touch, one look of Swami. It is so nice to be here.
Wonderful, sir. Thank you so much.
Sai Ram. Thank you.
So that was a conversation with Mother T.V. Hariharan, a former student of Babas University, someone who has composed many bhajans and has sung in the divine presence of Bhagwan for many years. Currently he is engaged in disseminating this joy of Sai bhajans and sharing this love of the Sai bhajan movement. And now in the last part of this bhajan classroom, here is the final version of this bhajan. This is how the students of Babas University sing it in the Prashanti Menon Mandir.
Karuna Sagar He Nandalala. Karuna Sagar He Nandalala. Murali Manohara Shama Gopala.
Gopala. Prabhu Shyam Gopala, Varuna Sagar He Nandalala, Murli Manohar Shyam Gopala.
So with that, we can come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, please feel free to write to us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With a heart full of gratitude, we offer this endeavor at Bhagwan's lotus feet.
So with that, it's time to move on to the next segment of Thursday Life. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and my colleagues Prem and Ganesh are waiting for Radio Sai Children's Hour. I will be back after 60 minutes of this lively Radio Sai Children's Hour. And today, in the new episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside, which will begin at 8:30, we will listen to Mr. Sanjay Sahani, the director of the Vrindavan campus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Today we discuss about the gift that is Prashanti, about how this Prashanti, which bestows on us supreme peace, is so full of sublimity in its every speck and in its every particle. We will begin this discussion today. So that's coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, Radio Sai Children's Hour with Prem and Ganesh. Thank you so much. Sairam.